Hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Hello, lucky girls. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to have you here. Happy New Year. Welcome to a brand new year, a brand new you, a brand new start, a brand new chapter in your life. I hope you are so excited and so ready for this episode because I cannot wait to share it with you. I am Lexi Prieto. I am here for one thing and one thing only, and that is to help you create the life you dream and desire. This episode is all about the perfect 2025, the dream 2025, if you will, the 2025 that will help you create your dream life. So if you're new here, I am big on manifestation. I love learning about cosmic laws. I love finding the cheat codes in life on how to just be the best person you can be, because I promise you, these celebrities you look up to, these influencers you look up to, these people that you look up to in your life, I promise you, in some way or another, they are using the law of manifestation to create their dream lives, even if they might not know that that's what they're doing. But before we get into the law of manifestation and what this episode really is about, I want to go ahead and get our social medias out of the way. If you would like to follow me on all my social medias, stay up to date on everything Lucky Girl Podcast. We talk about our updates, our weekly recap. It is just the perfect central for this community. If you would like to follow us on Instagram, it is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod. That is going to be LuckyGirlPod, Lucky Girl Pod. And if you would like to follow me personally, would like to stay up to date on everything that I do, my outfits, my fashion, my, you know, lifestyle, everything that I do with my content, go and follow me on Instagram as well. It is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. That is going to be LexiGPrieto. And if you guys just really, really love me, you love my vibe, you love the lucky girl lifestyle that I'm living, I have a YouTube channel as well as a TikTok that you guys can get all my content. But before you have to go on both of those and type in my name, I made it very, very easy for you. If you go to my Instagram and you click the Beacons link, I have all of my platforms just right there at your hands. So now that we have our social medias out of the way, let's get into what this episode is going to be about. So like I said, we are in the new year. We have 12 new fresh months that we don't know what's going to happen in this new year. We have no idea where we're going to be by the end of it. Raise your hand if you were shocked that you were where you were at by the end of 2024, because I know I was. I know I had big plans, big dreams for 2024, and some of them came true. The law of manifestation works. And then things happened that I didn't even expect that were amazing. And honestly, that's what this episode is going to be about. We are creating the 2025 lucky list, which we did this last year in 2024. We are creating our list for what we want our life to look like, the things we're pulling in, the things that we're manifesting, the things that we are giving to the universe as kind of like an outline of what we want. It's kind of like a wish list. We are entering the new year as our best selves. So let's talk about the law of manifestation very quickly. The law of manifestation is one of the 13 universal laws, and it is essentially showing gratitude for things that haven't happened yet, but things you hope will. So manifesting, it is a verbal technique. It can also be a visual technique with mood boards and stuff like that. But you are finding and pulling things that aren't quite yours yet, maybe, but things you want to happen. So a very good example of this is my manifestation sentences always start with, I am so lucky, obviously, because I'm living the lucky girl lifestyle. I am lucky girl Lexi. So I always start with, I am so lucky. One of the big ones that I have been manifesting lately is, I am so lucky that the community of the Lucky Girl Podcast keeps growing and growing and growing. And that is a truth. That is a very big truth. But it is something that also in the future can continue to happen. I can also say I am so lucky that the podcast reached 100,000 downloads this year. I am so lucky that I got to experience going on a brand trip. I am so lucky that I got to create a lucky girl journal for the community, and just so on and so forth. I'm sure you've heard of manifestation 1,000 times. It is so big everywhere, especially if you are listeners to podcasts that are self-help based and, you know, universally spiritually based, stuff like this. If I'm not your first podcast that you've ever listened to, I'm sure you've heard the word manifestation before. So this entire episode is a manifestation episode. And I have homework for you in this episode. So this is going to be some work, because if you don't know as well, another one of the 13 universal laws is the law of action. And the law of manifestation and the law of action are married to each other and they coexist together. So I have homework for you guys. But before we get into that, let's go ahead and get our lucky girl segments out of the way. This is the girl talk segment of the episode, the girl talk portion of the episode. And it is basically where you guys just get to know me better. I love listening to podcasts where I feel like I'm best friends with the podcaster, right? I feel like we're just besties sitting in a car just talking, right? So I do these lucky girl segments. We do 3 lucky girl segments, just a way for you guys to kind of see into my life. If you don't follow me on social medias or you don't have me on YouTube, you don't see my vlogs, it's still a way for you guys kind of to get an insight of my life and so that we feel closer together. So the first lucky girl segment is the weekly recap. This weekly recap, I will make it as quickly as possible because I've done so much this past 2 weeks. If you guys don't know, if you don't follow me on Instagram, this podcast episode was supposed to be recorded and uploaded before 2025 happened. However, the last week of 2024, I got really, really sick. It wasn't like throw up type sick. I got like sinus issues, cold and flu type sick, which I hate being that type of sick when it's all in your head type sick. And it's just, ugh, I hated it. I had the worst time. And I was also working every single day. I was working 7 days straight in the end of the year. And I was just feeling it. I was feeling so bad. But I also think that it was kind of a gift from the universe, for it was purging out all this bad negative vibes, energies to leave into 2024. So that when I stepped into 2025, I kid you not, January 1st, I felt so much better. And it was literally like this detox and the universe being like, okay, we're going to make you feel icky and we're going to take away all this bad stuff and, you know, leave it in 2024. January 1st, you'll feel better. And that's exactly what happened. I think that's just the best way to walk into this year. Holiday season came and went. I spent Christmas in California by myself. My family still lives on the East Coast, so that was a little bit hard for me. However, it was also just a very awakening time for me to realize that it is time for me to start my own traditions. And whether I have my family close to me or not, it is time for me to start enjoying my life by myself. And I do this all the time, right? I do talk about this a lot in the podcast of how I truly enjoy being alone. I like my solo time. I love going on solo dates. But when the holidays come around, that is the one time a year that I kind of get angry that I'm alone, that I kind of hate that I've chosen this life for myself where I knew I would be away from my family. And that's completely normal, especially with people that aren't close to their family. It's so normal to have the holiday blues. And that's what I went through this year. And I think it was a lot bigger than normal years. Like, for, I've lived in California by myself for the past 4.5 years. And this was the first year that I was like, I really, really am homesick. I miss my family. And I think it's because I have a new nephew and, you know, I'm a lot closer to my sisters this year than I was in previous years. And I feel like I've recreated a bond within my family again. So it did make me miss them a lot, but it also made me realize that one of my goals for 2025 is going to be to travel, to visit them more often, to travel period, but to see them, to make time for my family, and just to recreate that bond and, you know, strengthen that bond. So that's kind of what I went through this week. I also finished my self-help book. Guys, how many times, if you are an avid listener of the Lucky Girl podcast, how many times have I talked about The Mountain Is You by Brianna Weist? If there was a counter for this, I would say out of the 55 episodes, I have probably talked about this book in at least 30 of them, because I genuinely have loved this book. It took me too long, honestly an embarrassing amount of time to finish it, but I finished it at the end of 2024. It became my gym read. So I would walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes and listen to the audio and read the book. And she has so many amazing pieces of advice to give. Honestly, it was one of my favorite books I've read this year. That and Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton are tied in first place for me personally. It was such a good read. It was so good. Honestly, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It is essentially a deep dive into your mentality and how to transform your self-sabotaging behaviors, because trust me, we all have them, into these behaviors that help you become the best version of yourself. And it's basically what this podcast is about. So honestly, it was so nice to read more about it and to gain my knowledge about it so I can share with you guys. So I'm very, very excited. Moving on to the next Lucky Girl segment, let's go ahead and talk about my Lucky Girl obsessions for this week. My very first Lucky Girl obsession is a big one. Okay, guys, because I am very, very, very proud of myself. I started off the new year strong. January 1st, I booked a Pilates class. I got into the Pilates studio, did a great workout. And then later that night, I hung out with my friend in my favorite city in California, Laguna Beach. We just had this movie montage moment type night, and it was so fun. But my Lucky Girl obsession is gonna be Pilates, because I've gotten back into it. I took a class today as well when I'm recording this on Friday, which you'll hear that on Sunday. I took another Pilates class and it was so nice. It was so fun. Honestly, I am just falling more and more in love with group workouts, which I love spin. You guys know I love spin. You guys know how much I really do love that motivational type workouts. And when you're in a class, you're with people and it kind of motivates me. And it's just so, so, so much fun. So it's also adding to my love of fitness and, you know, that passion that was relit the last couple months of 2024. And, you know, I'm just really, really happy. That's one of my obsessions. My second obsession is Alanis Morissette, her Jagged Little Pill album. It's like from the, what is it? Oh, I don't even know. It's an older album. Let's just say that. And I absolutely love it. I grew up listening to music like that. My dad listened to older music. He also listened to a lot of rap and, you know, stuff like that. And I remember listening to Alanis Morissette and like liking her music when I was younger, but I recently refound her music and I have just been on my kick, and she makes me feel like the coolest girl in the world, and she really just brings my vibes up. But moving on to the last Lucky Girl segment, before we get into this banger of an episode, what has made me feel lucky this week? I think what has made me feel the most lucky this week, and honestly all of 2024, is just being aware of myself. You know, I spent a lot of my life being a chronic people pleaser. I spent a lot of my life just disappearing so that other people can shine. I spent a lot of my life worrying about what other people thought of me, so I would, you know, fall back and just not do the things I want to do or act the way I wanted to act or just be authentic. I spent a lot of my time just disappearing from myself. 2024 was the first time, really deeply, truly, that I started to live authentically, that I started to not care if the spotlight was on me or not, and just live my life and be proud of who I was. And if I'm shining, I'm shining, you know, and not worry about what people think of me and just stay in my confident, authentic version of myself. And it was so, so, so nice. And I'm loving that I'm taking this into 2025 with me and for the rest of my life, because honestly, it was just an amazing, amazing, you know, flip of that mindset. And I went from having this scarcity mindset for all of my life that I'm not good enough or I can't do this or whatever it was, to this abundance mindset that's like, nobody is me and that is my superpower. And sure, everybody might have already done everything that I want to do in life. You know, there's podcasts out there. There's content creators out there. There are people out there that I'm sure have the podcast that are doing the exact same thing that I'm doing, but nobody is me. And that is my superpower. And that is really what it just makes me feel lucky all of 2024, is having this realization and gaining the confidence that who I am is enough. Moreover, who I am is amazing and is going to change the world. So that was my big, big what has made me feel lucky. But now that we have our lucky girl segments out of the way, it is time to hop into this episode. I would like to welcome you to your dream 2025. Welcome to episode 55, the 2025 Lucky List. Okay, guys, like I said, I have some homework for you guys in this episode. So before I assign your homework, I just want you guys to take out a pen and a piece of paper. If you don't have a pen and piece of paper, your notes app will work just fine. However, it is something that we are going to have to put away for an entire year. So if you do end up using the notes app, I want you to lock that notes app after we're done writing. And I want you to not just to put it away. Don't look at it for an entire year. So let's start with the beginning. Okay. This is it. This is 2025, your fresh start, entering your it girl era. I want you to take a deep breath with me right now and feel the fresh, renewed beginning vibes. Okay. So everybody breathe in very deep. Take a deep breath in. I want you to hold it at the top and I want you to take a deep breath out through your mouth. And I want you to feel these good, refreshing vibes. 2025, for me personally, is my year of yes. This is the year that I'm going to say yes to opportunities, yes to new things, yes to experiences that might have scared me, but I really want to try. Just say yes. This is my year of yes, my year of experiencing. This is also the year of the cool girl for me. You know, last year I was in my it girl era. This year I'm in my cool girl era and I am just enjoying being authentic to myself. I think genuinely, which I'm sure we will eventually within this year talk about being a cool girl in one of these episodes. But for me, I think a cool girl is just a girl that is authentic and is really, really confident in who she is and does not care about what other people think. So that is what my fresh start is. To put your best foot forward, two things need to happen in 2025. Okay, before we get into this, I want you to imagine your life like it's a garden. This is the metaphor that we're going to be using for this episode. Your life is a garden. And you know, throughout your life, you have uprooted, you have replanted, you have sowed the goodness that you have done. You have reaped the badness that you've done. And sometimes, you know, mistakes happen and you have to replant and, you know, good things happen and you get to experience the beauty of the flowers that you grow. Your life is a garden. But two things need to happen in order for you to put your best foot forward this 2025. So the very first step is uprooting. So I want you to spend 5 minutes thinking of 2024, last year. I want you to think of what you did, how you acted, think of the good and the bad. What do you feel ready to let go of? You know, because we spent all of last year, 2024, we spent all of last year learning and growing and making mistakes and trying new things. So I want you to sit and reflect on 2024. So right now, if you would like to pause this episode, feel free to pause it. Put 5 minutes on your timer. 5 minutes, just five. And 5 minutes goes by so fast, I promise you. And I want you to focus and intentionally think of 2024. Like I said, think of what you did and how you acted. It could be genuinely you could have changed into the most amazing person last year. And you're like, I feel like I acted out of kindness, and I feel like I acted out of, you know, being a wiser person and a more loving person. You know, think of all these things. But I also really do want you to think of the things that you are ready to let go of. You know, maybe you acted a way you aren't proud of. Maybe you treated somebody you're not proud of. Or you treated somebody in a way you're not proud of. You know, I want you to think of the good and the bad, but the good is coming with us, right? Being kind, being positive, growing into the best version of yourself, working on yourself, that's coming with us into 2025. So we don't really have to worry about that right now, because what we're doing right now is uprooting. We are taking things out. So after your 5 minutes is up, I want you to make a list. I need at least, actually, I'm not going to put a number on what I need, but what I do need is for you guys to really think of what you feel ready to let go of. And whenever you feel ready, that is when we move in to the next step. So the next step is replanting. So like we said, your life is a garden. We are uprooting all the bad, all the things we are ready to let go of. And then there's space now, because what you just uprooted, these weeds that were never meant to be in your life, there's now a beautiful patch of your garden that is meant to be used. So we are going to replant, we are going to make it into something more beautiful, and we are just going to go ahead and transform our garden. So the next step is I want you to spend 5 more minutes thinking of the daily routine of lucky you. So lucky you is essentially the dream version of yourself, the best version of yourself, the version of yourself who has everything that you want in life right now. And I want you to think of her as the 2025 version of her. Lucky you. I want you to think of the daily routine. Is there things she does that you haven't started yet? How does she behave? Now this is your chance to daydream a 2025 you. It's not very often that you get a homework to just daydream. So I want you to spend 5 minutes really truly thinking of the daily routine of this lucky you, this perfect, not perfect, this version of you that you're proud of, this version of you that, you know, has all the things you wanted, the things you work for. I want you to take 5 minutes. Now that these 5 minutes are up, 10 minutes in total of uprooting and replanting, it is time to get firm on who lucky you is, because lucky you is who you are going to be starting right in this moment. Starting right now, you are the luckiest version of yourself. So I want you to say this affirmation out loud with me. I am abundant. I am the luckiest version of myself. Everything that I want and dream for comes to me with ease. There is nothing that is out of my reach. I am abundant. Now that we've said these affirmations and you have this idea of who lucky you is, who you are in this moment, it is time for you to grab a pen and paper, or like I said, your notes app, because we are writing 2 letters. The very first letter is a thank you and goodbye letter. Have you guys ever heard of a Dear John letter? It is essentially a breakup letter. I want you to Dear John 2024. Even though there's good parts, even though there's parts that you're going to take with you, I want you to Dear John the bad parts of 2024. So in the 2024 letter, I want you to write what you're grateful for, what you're letting go of, and the accomplishments that you are proud of. So I will share what I think mine would be, something like this. So something like this. Dear 2024, I am grateful for the moments of light. I went through the most intense transformation that I've ever gone through. This year was my year of growth and my year of change and my year of self-love. I am so, so, so grateful that I was able to do all these things, that I was able to become the best version of myself, that I was able to let go of the hard things. I am letting go of the hurt of the past. I am no longer clinging to what ifs. I am no longer worrying about other people. I am letting them go. I am also letting go of self-deprecation. I'm letting go of fearing that I am not the best version of myself. And most importantly, I am letting go of comparison. I love myself. I love who I am becoming. And the best part that I love the most about myself is that I have so much growing to still do. I am very proud of my accomplishments this year. I am very proud that I was passionate with the podcast and my content creation and being a good friend and being a good person and continuously growing and working on myself. I feel so lucky to have lived 2024, but it's time to say thank you and goodbye and welcome 2025. And then what I want you guys to do is I want you guys to end each letter with this sign off with luck and then your name. So at the end of this letter, I would say with luck, Lexi. Moving in, we have one more letter to write. So this is the 2025 letter. This is the dream letter that you are writing to your pen pal that is 2025. And I want you to write it as if you are in the future. This is 2026 you writing this to 2025 you. So that letter we just wrote that was like, thank you and goodbye. This letter is like, guess what happened to me? You know, that type of letter. So I want you to write it as if you're talking to a best friend. The things I want in this letter are your intentions, your goals, and your gratitude for this year. And I want you to write it as if it already happened. So mine would be something like this. 2025 Lexi, oh my God, what a spectacular year for us. Our podcast and our content exploded and we reached so many people and our community is so big and you know, we got to connect with all these people and we got to help them grow. Honestly, I've never felt more lucky. We got to go to a fashion week. We got to really grow in our fashion and get better and try new things. We fell in love with fitness. We have done all the things that we wanted to do in fitness. We look great. We feel great. We love working out. I am so happy that our goals of becoming a personal trainer came true. I am so lucky that our goals of traveling came true. Honestly, this year was magic. Anybody looking in from the outside would just think she is the luckiest girl in the world that she got to experience the most breathtaking year. I am so grateful for 2025. I am so grateful for all the things that we got to experience. And most of all, I am grateful for the growth that happened this year. With luck, Lexi. Now I want you to do something exactly like that. I want you to take your time, do your Dear John letter to 2024 and do your pen pal letter to 2025. The things that you are excited for, the things that you cannot wait to experience, write it as if it already happened to you. This is science, guys, because psychologically, it's the same with vision boards. Your mind takes things, you know, our mind doesn't have a timeline. You know, sometimes we don't know when things happen or what. So for a vision board, for example, when you put these pictures in your face all the time, they become a reality to your subconscious. They become something that is truthful and fruitful. And it's the same with these letters when you're writing it as if it had already happened, your subconscious can't decipher that it didn't happen yet. So use it as a tool. Use your psychological brain. Use it as a secret weapon. So that is your homework, to write these two letters. And then it is time to create our 2025 lucky list. So these letters are just preparing us for 2025 because the next step is going to be the big, big, big step to creating the dream 2025 because it's time to create an outline. And we've talked about this in the podcast before. So I feel like if you listen to the podcast, you know what's up. You know what you need to do. I want you to create a list of things that you want for this year as if it's a wish list, as if it's a wish list to Santa almost, but write it to the universe and write it with lots of gratitude. And I want you to make sure these five categories are in it. Love, career, physical, mental, and spiritual. Once again, that is love. Anything that is friendship, relationship, self-love. You know, maybe you want to be in a committed relationship this year. Maybe you want to be a better friend. Maybe you want to make new friends. Maybe you want to experience things. Maybe you just want to love yourself more. That goes in the love category. The next one is career. Career falls in with finances, you know, where you are at in your career, you know, where you're at in like geologically, write that too. Write your purpose. Write what you think is right. Write in that. Next is physical. I want you to write your hobbies, the things that you accomplish this year, anything outer world. You know, if you want to grow your hair long, write about that. If you want to start painting or start biking or hiking or whatever, write about that. The next is mental. These are your inner world goals. These are the things you want to work on yourself. You want to work on becoming, you know, a better version of yourself. My big one for this year, for example, is I want to learn grace and patience. That is my big, big, big one this year. And I can't wait to learn that. This is all your inner world stuff. And then the very last one is spiritual. So for this, whether you're religious or just spiritual, this is essentially a gratitude practice. So in this portion of the lucky list, I want you to write the things you're grateful for, the things that you want to continue. You can even write like, I'm grateful for the trees. I'm grateful for the sunny days. I'm grateful for this. Just think about it spiritually. You can also, if you're religious, you can speak about God. You can, maybe you want to grow closer to God or whatever you want, whatever God looks like to you, whether it be like God or it be a divine or it be, you know, the source, whatever it may be. Take your time to really dive deep into what you feel you want guidance in this year. And with that being said, that is the end of episode 55. Thank you so much for listening. The very first episode of the new year. You guys are a part of the monument of 2025 now. I hope that you guys are ready to truly become the best version of yourself. The luckiest version of yourself. And I am here with you every step of the way. I want to make sure that you guys are following along on all things Lucky Girl Podcast. So I want you right now to take the time to download these episodes, start following the podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever it is that you find your podcast. I want you to start following it so you get updates on whenever we post a new episode. I also would love if you guys left a review for me just so I know what I should work on. If you guys are loving the episodes, leave a review. Let me know. The question of the day will be, what is your big 2025 goal? Just one. Your big, big, big 2025 goal. Because I want to know. And you know, if I do find what your goals are and there's some way that I could help you guys with it, even if it's just like helping your mentality, you know, maybe I do an episode that will help you guys, let me know. Thank you again for listening to this episode. I hope you have the best week of your life. I will see you next Sunday for a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. I love you. And remember to always, always, always stay lucky.